fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 28th of July. Prepper tip of the day. I'd like to encourage all of you to review your get-home plan and your bug-out plans. There's going to be 2 sets of plans. You may have employment some distance from your home, and you need a get-home plan. You may have a bug-out location that you would like to retreat to, and that would be your bug-out plan. Going to be different things for different people. Just get that plan out, review it, make sure you've got everything that you should have in terms of maps, communications, supplies, and equipment and training to carry out your get-home plan and your bug-out plan. We have back the second hour, Tim Spencer. Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. Tim, this presidential election, and I've been observing these things since the mid-1950s. The first one I recall was Adlai Stevenson running against Dwight Eisenhower. It would have been 1956. I would have been 9 years old. And I recall just like it was yesterday, because I started reading the newspaper in early grades. By third grade, I was reading the newspaper every day. And I recall just like it was yesterday, the newspapers and TV saying that Adlai Stevenson was too intellectual to be president of the United States. And at the time, even as a 9-year-old, I thought, how in the world can that be? How can you be too smart to be president of the United States? It didn't make sense to me then as a 9-year-old, but I've since come to realize that the smart. Adlai Stevenson was a very bright man, obviously. Clearly he was.
Right.
And Donald Trump is every bit as bright, if not brighter. But over the past more than half century since then, men and women running for office who are very bright, they conceal how bright they are. They don't use their normal vocabulary when they're speaking in public. Donald Trump doesn't. Donald Trump speaks and uses the vocabulary of a third grade boy.
Correct.
And that's done with intent, by design, so he
right.
can have as wide an appeal as possible to as many people as possible, keeping in mind the following, and I've been in conferences with men and women who run presidential campaigns, and I was just in one last summer with
right.
a woman who's
down in Florida.
I was at the home of a woman who's run three presidential campaigns. She was the campaign manager. I've known this woman since 1994, by the way, and two of her advisors were there. And this is done with intent. It's not something that just happens. Donald Trump received coaching from his advisors on how to speak publicly what appears to be completely extemporaneous, which is not, even though he doesn't need a script. Now, Hussein Obama stumbles and bumbles and falls all over himself without a teleprompter. Donald Trump does not need a teleprompter on one hand. On the other, he has trained himself to do what appears to be extemporaneous speaking, while in fact, he's intentionally done a segue into speaking at a third grade level to appeal to the masses. And he's been quite successful at it, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. He's been very successful. He appeals to the average man on the street, and he comes out and tells it like it is. You don't hear Donald Trump saying, oh, how great America is. You hear Donald Trump saying, we're in trouble, and I want to help fix it.
Right.
You know.
Exactly. Well, it's the way it is here in the United States in 2016. We are degrading into barbarism, and that's easily seen with men and women with, let's back up a bit. When I was a boy, I sometimes had access to National Geographic, and I could tell when there was a story about Stone Age people out in the Amazon or in remote parts of Africa or Borneo.
Mm-hmm.
You could count on these primitive Stone Age people who had no written language, no ability to do mathematical calculations beyond counting fingers and toes, that they would have tattoos and body piercings. And you could instantly tell who the Stone Age barbaric people were because they had tattoos covering their body and piercings. And when I see men and women now with bodies covered with tattoos and piercings, I know that they also are headed in that direction. and the country is headed in that direction also. What do you think, sir?
Well, you know, I can't really say much about tattoos, you know, especially the primitive Stone Age type. I've got one myself. Actually, I've got two or three tattoos. But the piercing thing, I will never understand that, John, ever. I don't understand why somebody would want to do that to themselves.
Well, they do it because they think it will increase their popularity with the opposite sex, or in some cases the same sex. But that's why it's done. I mean, if you were living by yourself in the woods, nobody could see the piercings, what would be the point, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But it also, I deal with men and women. My wife is a chiropractor. I deal with other chiropractors and healthcare professionals. These piercings do interrupt the energetic process of the human body. We are energetic beings.
Absolutely we are. We got a walking voltage in us, literally, and it can be measured.
It can be. People who have an awareness, and I have an awareness of this, for example, the boots I wear on a daily basis have leather soles. You need to wear foot gear with leather soles in order to be grounded. We are energetic beings. If you don't wear foot gear with leather soles, like the Native Americans did, and all Americans did up until recently, you cannot be grounded.
Correct.
You need to sleep. You need to sleep with your head facing north, the compass point north. If you don't sleep with your head facing towards compass point north, you're missing out on the advantages of doing so. And I've slept with my head facing north about 30 years or so, which coincides with about the last time I had any interaction with a healthcare professional, medical doctor, 31 years ago. Was the last time I visited a medical doctor other than an insurance-mandated checkup. All these things work together It's no one single thing.
Oh, you're right about that.
Now, I would as gently as possible urge Tim Spencer to stop consuming diet soft drinks because I wanted my friend Tim Spencer to be healthy because I need healthy friends.
And all it takes is a little bit of research on the internet. I mean, 30 seconds worth, and you can see what diet sodas do to people. You know, both being addictive, and I don't think I was that addicted to them, but what it does to a person's brain is incredible.
Right. Well, it's aspartame is what it is.
Right, and I just read that Pepsi is adding aspartame again after they made such a big deal of removing it a few years ago.
Right, right. Well, it is physically addicting. It's not a psychological addiction. It's a physical addiction. A friend of Tom Berryhill and myself, I know the gentleman not that well, but he's a pretty good friend of Tom Berryhill, a man who just started out as an average guy, graduated from high school, no resources of any consequence, turned himself through his own efforts and productivity and intelligence into a multimillionaire. He keeps the 2-liter bottles of diet soda lined up on his counter so he can consume them because he has a serious physical addiction to diet soda. And he told his friend Tom, he said, Tom, I can't break it. I cannot get off this stuff. You know, pilots, U.S. Air Force pilots, who if they're apprehended drinking diet sodas, they will be disciplined.
Right.
The first time, they'll be disciplined. The second time, the third time, and I might not have this exactly right, but at some point they'll lose their flight status. They will not be allowed to be the pilot of a U.S. Air Force aircraft. That's how serious the Air Force takes this. The effects of diet soda, the adverse effects on vision, the adverse effects on your brain. They take it very, very seriously. If you're a U.S. Air Force pilot, you are prohibited, literally, by regulations, prohibited from consuming diet soda. That's how serious this is, Tim.
Oh, I agree, yeah. I understand exactly why that's the Air Force's stance.
Well, if you're zipping along at faster than the speed of sound, having blurred vision is not a good thing.
No, it's not. And my guess, now I don't know this medically, my guess would be with the G-forces incurred, they would probably lose their vision even quicker than they would normally at high Gs than they would if they didn't consume diet soda.
Absolutely. Well, I was in high school when diet sodas were first introduced in the early 60s, and it wasn't long after.
What was that first one called? Tab? Was that it?
Tab,
I think. Sort of a pinkish red can?
Yeah, I think it was a Tab. Tango Alpha Bravo.
Yeah, I think so.
It was promoted as, here's this great tasting soft drink that you can now consume as much as you like with no harm, and you can't get fat from it, drinking this. And everybody was, oh, man, this is great. I can drink all this stuff, and it won't make me fat and cause no harm. It was disgusting, the taste of stuff. I tried to taste it. And, oh, why would somebody drink this a second time?
Right.
But it turns out just the opposite. If you're skinny and want to gain weight, start drinking diet soda because you will, in fact, gain weight when you consume diet beverages. In fact, most of the obese people that I observe and see, they do consume diet sodas, don't they, Tim?
Yeah, they do. They do. And try to talk to some of these people and explain what's wrong with them, you know, what's wrong with what they're drinking, and it's like they look at you like you're from another planet or something.
Right.
They just can't believe. In fact, I had one lady tell me, no, the government wouldn't allow them to sell it if it was that harmful. Yeah, right.
Well, unfortunately, my kid brother is the same way when I try to present information to him. And this goes back when Dan Rather was the news anchor. And he says, words, I can paraphrase it, John, if that was true, Dan Rather would tell me. God
oh,
bless.
Days of innocence.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Well, we do have open lines here, ladies and gentlemen. If you've got a question or comment, we'll take your questions and comments at 800-313-9443. Tim, the DVD that you appear on, I gifted a copy to a woman who's in the one of the groups I belong to here locally. A woman about my age, maybe a couple of years older. And I said, what are you going to find out when you watch this? Is the world you live in is not the world you think you live in.
That is correct. No truer statement ever made, John.
And that's why there's a series of films called The Matrix. And the people who made that film, the writers who wrote that, they know some stuff, don't they?
I think they do. I think they do. I don't believe personally that it is, that our environment is as artificial as they show it to be, but there's definite artificiality in the world we live in. There's absolutely no question about that.
Well, it's a movie, it's entertainment on one hand, but what it does is stimulate thought.
Yes.
And that's a good thing, is stimulate thought and to question. Question everything. Question everything. Now, it's typical in American society, young men and young women growing up, their parents will make the following statement to them, typically sometime in early adolescence, when they can absorb it and make use of it. Advice from the parents to the children growing up to do the right, to work hard, follow the rules, and you'll have a good life. Work hard, follow the rules, and you'll have a good life. Would that be a fair statement, Tim?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay.
But now, unfortunately, there's an unsettling addition made to that curriculum, and especially since Common Core was introduced, where they're also now challenging normal morality in the classroom. My daughter and I had a long discussion, and my wife, about the things my grandson is being taught about Islam, you know, and it's just flat-out lies, absolute lies in the textbooks.
Well, that needs to be countered, and it needs to be brought to the attention of the appropriate people.
Well, my daughter did that in about a 45-minute discussion, and I don't know what the end result is other than I know nothing changed. But apparently some of these teachers really believe what they're teaching, and that's the scary part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they're not exposed to reality. They're not exposed to the Holy Quran.
Right.
The goal of all Muslims, if they really are Muslim, is to emulate and behave and conduct their lives in the same way that Muhammad conducted his life.
Yes, which includes pedophilia, murder, rape, pillage, and plunder, killing all infidels. You know.
Inbreeding,
yes.
Murder.
Right, and we're not even going to talk about the hygiene habits.
Well, let's do. A friend of mine locally, he built $750,000 homes up in Metro Chicago. Very successful contractor, moved his family down here to my neighborhood. He says, John, I built several homes for Muslims that were, you know, these are $750,000 homes. So as I'm looking at the blueprints with the architect, and these homes had 3, 4, 5 bathrooms, and he said to the architect, well, there's a mistake we need to correct here, sir. And the architect says, well, what's that? And, well, here on these bathrooms, here's the blueprints for the bathrooms. There's no you left out, sir, you're the architect, you left out the tissue paper holder for the toilet paper.
Right.
And the architect looks him straight in the eyes and says, young man, that is not a mistake.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I found out through a friend of mine the other day, I didn't even realize it, but some of these Muslims arriving here, instead of reaching out with their right hand to shake hands, they will reach out with their left hand. And it took me about half a second to realize what was going on there.
Clean hand, dirty hand, yep.
Uh-huh.
They don't use toilet paper, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about. They do not use toilet paper in their million-dollar homes in Chicago or anyplace else. Here's our break. Stay tuned.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time, so you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 28th of July. We had a caller off air asking about the inquiring about the book Six Ways In, 12 Ways Out. If you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, and scroll down to the right side, you'll see the section that says Survival and Tactical Gear. Survival and Tactical Gear. And that page comes up. It's got the Faraday bags, Six Ways In, 12 Ways Out. The Special Forces book there, Operational Techniques. I call that book Portable War. But when you look at the cover, Six Ways In, 12 Ways Out, I jokingly say that it's got an illustration of John Moore on the front, which that's not me on one hand. On the other, there were dozens and dozens of mornings where that's what I looked like going to work in the morning. The illustration is a man on one knee. He's got his tiger stripe fatigues on. He has a loop of rappelling rope in one hand, a machete in the other, a tiger stripe headband. Because on many of these surveillance operations that I went on, that's exactly what that could be me there. Literally, could be me there, where I would be doing a covert operation to gather intelligence, to gather evidence to be used by my client. there's it's a pretty unusual situation that I've have created for myself my adult life to do the things I've done and be successful. And that's one of the many things that I've done over the years. We're visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. Tim, we have new listeners this hour who weren't listening last hour. And they don't know about the flash drive. They don't know what it is, what's on it, why they should have one, what it costs, or anything. So let's give them a quick summary, please.
Well, folks, what the flash drive is, it's an 8 gigabyte, 7.5 gigabyte effective use that has over 1,570 various publications on it. Everything from 200 and 300 page books to one page brochures. And it's an incredible amount of information. It's got military correspondence courses on it, field manuals, general miscellaneous documents, I think is our biggest section with almost 400 documents on it. Everything from canning to the U.S. Constitution, to computer security, to building farm fences, anything and everything that most people would ever need. And the cost is $59.95 for the U.S., including shipping. Overseas, it's $77.95 U.S., and if there's any extra shipping cost, we eat that, which is not too bad. And, you know, we don't mind. Like, to ship it to Australia, it's like $23, but that's okay. We do it.
Right.
But anyway,
right.
Folks, I suggest you look at the index. You find the index by clicking on the red and black flash drives on the top right of every page. And we'll open up a page that tells everything about it. And there's a link right near the top that says index. Click on that. It opens up a 57-page, I believe, index and tells you everything that's on it. And it's been recently updated, so it's accurate. I think we've added one more manual since that index was done.
All right. Well, we have a lot of listeners in Germany, Australia, New Zealand, all the United Kingdom countries, Canada, Mexico. But let's focus on our listeners in Germany for a moment. We have a lot of listeners in Germany and Switzerland. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to be politically active. Your country, your heritage, your culture, and the safety and security of everybody, especially women, is at great risk. What do you think, Tim?
Oh, I absolutely agree it is. There's no question about it, John. I mean, I know that a lot of the news and police reports from what I read, I don't know this for a fact, I don't live there, but from what I have read, appear to be heavily censored. I can only imagine what is really going on by what is reported. And it sounds to me that in some of these cities, even the smaller cities in Germany, life is turning into hell for people, for the native people.
Right. Well, whatever is done needs to be done within the rule of law. That's what I advocate. I'm not aware of what precedents we can look for in recent human history that has made the mistake of allowing barbaric people into their society, into their culture, that have no intent of becoming part of that country's culture and people. Every intent of maintaining their strange, barbaric ways. And here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 20th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Lots of interesting things there. We talked about the publication, Six Ways In, 12 Ways Out. We have the Faraday bags for sale. Great way to protect your electronic equipment from the effects of EMP. The Paratrooper bicycle, the only full-size folding mountain bike that I'm aware of. Mil-spec, the U.S. military buys them, by the way. Lots of interesting things there, including the energy cleaner, a marvelous healing device. I use mine every night. I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you're risking nothing. You can study up on the energy cleaner at my website, read the patent application information, the wonderful testimonials of people who've had their life literally saved by the energy cleaner. And, of course, the factory-made fitted washable mattress pads. They're also available. Most new energy cleaner buyers and many existing ones are already getting their mattress pads to go with their energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. I do take PayPal. PayPal now takes payments, by the way. MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line. Don't try to call me at this number. Toll-free order line only. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Tim Spencer. And Tim, before we get to our next caller, I believe that what Germany needs to do is to come up with incentives for the people to, the Muslims, to leave Germany and go back to whatever place they came from. Financial incentives, cultural incentives to do so, all within the rule of law, to bring some normalcy back to Germany and preserve the German heritage, preserve the German culture, and have the German people be safe. What do you think, sir?
The German people probably need to do is get rid of this political correctness. I was reading a story on the news a week or two ago about a man and his wife arrested for posting an anti-migrant message on Facebook. And right. The judge told them that they would next spend 6 months in jail if they did it again instead of a suspended sentence. So right. Apparently even freedom of speech is not welcome in Germany. I don't know this. I've never been there. I don't know anyone there. But no, apparently that is the case from what I read.
It's illegal for bona fide historians with serious credentials as historians to write an accurate book on what really happened during World War II. Here's our next caller, Desert Eagle. Good morning, Desert Eagle.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hopefully the world has found you in a nice, comfortable conditions. Tim, I know what you're going through on the air conditioner. Ours died out. We had to have a whole new system put in. Actually, I had to go take a loan to do it.
But, I believe that.
Last week it was 114 here, and it was 108 in the shop.
Holy smokes! Well, I think I switched.
Get old no meaning to the word warm.
Well, there's parts of the United States, South Florida, and places like where you live, prior to the advent of air conditioning, almost nobody lived there in the summertime.
That's true. And for the longest time, what we had out here for air conditioning were swamp coolers because the air is so dry.
Right.
And did I just lose you guys?
No, you're here. Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
We can hear you, Desert Eagle. You're probably having trouble hearing us. Well,
there we go. Gotcha.
Okay. What else is on your mind this morning, sir?
I finally found your page a while ago. I kept looking at the library instead of the one that you sent on there to find.
Right.
It's further down on the page.
Survival intent. Right.
Do you have numerous copies of those available, or
it's a limited? I buy them 10 at a time. When the supply is exhausted, I order a new batch, and it takes 10 days to 2 weeks to get them in. I think what they do, Desert Eagle, when they get my order, they go down to Kinko's and run off 10 copies. Some of the guys, and these are good old boys, that they're instructors in wilderness survival. They're not businessmen. And in fact, for a period of time, for about a year or so, the binding was parachute cord. They were using parachute cord for binding. Now they're back to using metal clips again. But it's a well done book. Six ways in.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm gonna drop you an email here probably as soon as I get off the phone, and because I'd like to order several copies of that. I just didn't want to go in and do an order like that without giving you some heads up first and finding out what availability might be.
No problem. Well, at the most, it'll be a 2 week delay. I don't know what my current inventory is. They come and they go, but the Postal Service works UPS and the internet, so it may take 10 days or 2 weeks, but we'll get them out.
Outstanding. And Tim, I'm going to drop you a note sometime today with a couple of new updates.
Okay, not a problem, Jimmy. I can take care of that, no problem at all. Just email me what you want, and I will handle it.
No problem, Chief. By the way, folks, if you're listening out there and you need a good web page, get a hold of Tim. He knows what he's doing, and it makes it simple. And the best compliment that I've had on the web page, Tim, is how clean and easy to navigate it is.
Excellent.
Deagle, don't get away. I got some questions for you, technical questions.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you have any expertise at all with reloading ammunition?
All the time, sir. I teach reloading.
Okay. Now, here's my question. There's a local guy. He's a reloader. And I'm going to be sitting down with a cup of coffee with him in the next week or so. And I'm going to be asking him the following question. Sir, can you duplicate federal gold medal match 308, 168 grain, bolt tail hollow point ammunition? Can you duplicate it to where I get the same results at a price point less than I'm paying for factory loaded ammo? And so my question to you is, what's the possibility of doing that in today's market, given the cost for brass and primers and projectiles and powder?
Well, nice part about it is we're also the New Mexico and West Texas Lee and Lyman dealer and warranty center also. But a good example of that, perfect example of that is one of my neighbors shoots .338 Lapua. And .338 Lapua right now, buying factory ammunition, costs about $6.57 a round.
Boom, and, $6. Boom, $6. Boom, $6.
Yep. Okay. Exactly. Now, sitting down to reload, saving his brass, using the exact same 300-grain Hornady bullet and powder, those, because of the case size and everything, normally run Rotumbo as a powder, and then your rifle primers, it costs him 97 cents a round to reload.
Okay. So that's one-sixth the price, basically.
Exactly.
Well, would I be looking for a similar savings in 7.62 NATO at that level for that kind of premium ammunition, federal gold medal match?
That is one of my go-to calibers in the .308. In fact, I just got through had a gentleman at the gun show once. He's disabled. He got drawn for elk and wanted to know if I could build an AR-10, which is a .308 large frame AR platform, under 8 pounds. And I'll send you a picture of it. When I got done with the complete build, lightening the barrel, having the bolt looted and a bunch of other stuff that I had done, we came in with a complete weapon weight of 7 pounds, 6 ounces.
Well, I happen to have an 80% complete AR-10 receiver for sale on GunBroker as we speak that I'd be glad to get to there, Desert Eagle. I have no use for it. I earned it as a commission for doing something else, and I don't particularly have any use for the darn thing. It's brand new, never been tampered with.
Yep. Now, on your reloads for your .308, I've got a couple of particular powders I like to use for it, and I use the Hornady 168-grain hollow point boat tail match bullet.
Right.
And the loads that I come up with and that I run and everything, when you reload yourself for your gun, I can explain, and then when I teach people, I explain how to do this. I tailor a load to the gun, because every gun is slightly different. And when you get a load tailored to the gun at 100 yards, I can put 10 rounds through the same hole.
Right.
And well, I know you can do that very well with yours.
With off-the-shelf gold medal match, I can pretty much do that. There'll be about a half-inch spread between rounds.
Sub-MOA accuracy.
Yep.
And the problem is, though, your reloader down there, and I'm saying this for your benefit and everybody else that listened, If he's reloading for the public, make sure that he has a manufacturer's permit.
No, he does not. He does not. This would be a private transaction between the two of us. He does not reload for the public, no.
Good. Yeah, but sit down with him and learn, and it's really quite simple. Most people think that it takes a small fortune to get into reloading, and I continually am getting people set up on one or two calibers for under $200. And that's everything that they need. Press,
that's outstanding.
Powder scale, all of it.
How would people contact you to get learn more about this?
Easiest way is to go to Tim's page that he built for me, DesertEagleShooters.com, and down on the bottom there's a contact form, and if they just fill that out and pop it off to me, then I can sit there and converse with them back and forth via email.
Right. Well, 22 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, ammunition was so, so cheap, military surplus, that reloading almost came to a grinding halt. But now we're back at a point where it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it, Desert Eagle?
Oh, yes, sir. And I'm glad you said that, because I'll also send you and Tim both a picture that I need to get out far and wide. We ran into something out here about 2 months ago. My machinist over in Lubbock, he's a retired Navy SEAL captain, and they had a couple of guns come into their shop that were literally, they were AR-15s, and they were just literally blown apart. What it is, now, everybody that orders bulk ammunition, you can, you know, all kinds of companies will offer, you know, 500 rounds of military surplus, Lake City ammo or whatever. These rounds are showing up in the bulk military surplus ammo. And what it is, it's a 5.56 case, and it's got a brass head on it, and it's got your copper bullet in the top, but it is a polymer case. It looks gray. It's plastic.
Really?
And the head stamp on it does not trace out. And what these things are doing is they're exploding weapons.
Wow.
So if
This is by design.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We have figured that out because with James.
Well, that's a criminal matter. The FBI should be involved in that. I wouldn't want to trust the ATF to do a damn thing, but the FBI should be backtracking to find out what the hell's going on here.
This is being done by design by the same agencies you just mentioned, John.
Exactly.
We have to go after them. What's happening is criminal, and it needs to be pursued at the very highest levels.
And the problem of it is there are so many people that are new to ARs and the platform and the bullets and everything else. They order bulk ammo, which, you know, this stuff doesn't come in boxes. It's an ammo can full of ammo.
Right.
And they're going through loading their magazines, and they see this thing. And to them, it's got to be good. It was in the package there with everything.
Well, there's a paper trail and evidence to be followed back, and any competent investigator can do that to get back to the source.
That's what we're trying to find out. But at the current point in time, I'm advertising. I'll get you a picture of that too, Tim, to go on the webpage.
Yes, I will put it on, absolutely. That's a safety issue. It'll be there today.
It's because the first one that James saw, the guy couldn't explain to him what happened. He said he was out there shooting, he bought some ammo and was out there shooting, and all of a sudden, and one very unique thing on the AR platform that was designed into it, with a catastrophic failure, i.e., the bolt doesn't go into full battery or anything like that. If there is a failure in that chamber, the way the gun was designed is that the first release point is to blow the magazine out. And that directs all of the force and everything down and not blowing the bolt back into the shooter's face and all these other bad things that can happen. And this rifle came in, and James has shown me a picture of it, and it actually cracked and separated the upper where the bolt ride, it actually cracked that below the barrel nut coming back.
I would say it's not a double charge. I would say it's a charge of something other than normal powder at a high level to
exactly.
make it happen.
That's because what, you cannot double charge a 5.56 case.
Now, during my war, the Vietnam War, we would capture enemy ammunition and fill it up with C4 explosives and put it back where the Viet Cong could get access to it again. And that was something we did in warfare against enemy combatants.
My friend Dave, he's our business partner, is retired Army EOD, and he was telling me about that exact same thing, and he wonders to this day how many of those rounds are still floating around out there somewhere.
Well, it's been many, many decades, and it's theoretically couldn't be too much of an issue. Desert Eagle, we appreciate the input, sir. It's very helpful.
No problem, Chief. And if you ever got any questions or anything, if I don't know the answer, I'll find somebody that does have the answer for you.
Okay.
Everybody have a
Sounds
good day.
Good.
Be safe, and I'll drop you both a couple of emails here shortly.
Here's our last break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, back. J.R. Moore here, on Thursday, the 28th of July. Well, Tim, this has been a very productive, informational morning for myself. How about you, sir?
Oh, absolutely. And, John, can we go back to your prepper tip of the day real quick for just a second?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay, folks, if you happen to have a farm or hobby ranch or whatever you want to call it, and you have livestock, I would strongly recommend that you get a cooperative agreement going with some of your neighbors that if there was a wildfire or something else catastrophic on your land, that you are allowed to move your stock, or if they have a problem, they're allowed to move their stock to you. You know, where we're at, there's not much danger of a wildfire, especially this year. But I have agreements with two or three of my neighbors where if something happens, I can move my horses on a minute's notice to get them somewhere safe. Now, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Absolutely. Well, that's good information, Tim. And you need to think of all the alternatives. I was working with a consultation client recently about her bug home plan, and it caused me to think about some of these trips I've got planned and how I would get home if there was an EMP. And a motorized bicycle is an alternative. What they call a dual sport motorcycle, they're engineered to run on the road or off the road, overland. Would be another alternative. If I could get my hands on one, a Kawasaki diesel-powered motorcycle, now that would be the ticket right there. 500 miles.
Absolutely.
Range on a couple of gallons of gas. they're really neat. They're really neat.
Do me a favor, John. Buy two when you find one.
Oh, okay. All right. but you need to think. Look at all the alternatives. For entertainment, I read novels, and a lot of them are in the EMP survival genre. And these authors have limited knowledge of what all the alternatives are. I can tell that by what they write. You know, they're not aware of motorized bicycles or dual sport motorcycles or ultralight aircraft, for example. They simply aren't. They don't know these things exist, so they can't write about them or incorporate them into their storyline.
You're absolutely correct on that, John.
And that's true of many, many things. Most men and women in their adult working life, they'll go into their employment and spend 40 years doing everything they did the first year.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, that's normal. That's expected. It's sometimes said that the U.S. Army wasn't in Vietnam 10 years. The U.S. Army was in Vietnam 1 year 10 times.
Roger, up to that, I understand exactly what you're saying, John. Exactly.
The Viet Cong figured this out pretty quick. They could set up an ambush, successfully ambush an Army, a Marine Corps convoy, come back a year later to the exact same spot, and nobody in the Army or the Marine Corps had ever been there before to be ambushed at that point. So they could do the same thing all over again using the same tactics at the same location because nobody had been there before.
Exactly.
How about that? Here's our end of the hour. Thank you, Tim. Talk soon privately.
Enjoyed it.
Okay. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works.
Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.